This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to Hey Riddle Riddle Podcast. I, of course, am your host, JPC. With me, as always, my co-hosts with the absolute mo-host, Adel Rafi and Aaron Keefe. Adel, Aaron, how's it going?
We have to share one mo-host? You don't have multiple mo-hosts? That's not enough mo-host for two people.
You guys can share the mo-host. I think it's more than enough mo-host for you two to split amongst yourself.
Adel, I'm pretty hungry for mo-host. Are you hungry for mo-host?
Well, I had mo-toast this morning, so I guess I'm not super hungry, but I also don't want to not get equal portions.
JPC, fix this.
Adel will famously order even when he's not hungry just because we're ordering.
Yeah, exactly. I've said this before.
I want my own podcast, I think.
You want your own podcast?
Wow. Yeah.
Aaron, what would you do with your podcast? What
would it be called Riddle. Nope. Hey, welcome back to Riddle. I am joined always
Aaron, this is Casey. This is the first episode. Wow. We can't say welcome back.
I'm here as always with the Casey said, huh.
Hey, Casey. Hey, Aaron, can I be honest? Yeah, your Casey sounds like a fucking nerd.
Yeah, I don't like that Casey. We like our Casey, the cool Casey.
Cool Casey.
Nice save. Nice save. Anyways, I give up. I don't want my own show anymore.
Hey, everybody. It's me, cool Casey.
I like that a lot.
Casey Kasem in a leather jacket and underwear?
Everyone's wearing underwear. How can you tell?
I should say pants as well.
Can I tell you guys something?
Sure. I love it.
A mistake that I made. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
So today, this is our fifth recording of the day. I'm not even kidding. We've been doing this for a very long time. Something like that?
Sure.
This is a marathon recording day. I flew back from Chicago today. It's a 4-hour flight on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I decided today I would start
this math.
Yes. Okay. I decided today that I would start the re-listen of the year to make our best of episode.
Oh.
So I was listening to 3.5 hours on double speed of the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast. And then all of a sudden I looked up and I went, I'm recording for 4 hours with I'm recording for
Aaron.
What have I done?
Aaron,
what have I done?
Aaron, why don't you just have like listeners submit their favorite?
Both. I do both because not enough people submit.
There's the truth of it.
There's a lot of people that don't like a lot of the stuff. So I have to go back and I have to find stuff to make sure it all balances out. Yes.
No. We have enough. We have enough for a best of. We have enough to take a little Christmas break. We have enough. We have enough.
Okay. I apologize for earlier. JPC surely needs this.
Hi, welcome to Hey
JPC. You're sounding so good, my man.
I hate cool Casey
hair. Ooh, smoking cigarettes.
Okay, so, nobody move. There's a John Travolta in the studio. If you don't move, he can't see you. John Travolta's only sense heat.
Adel, I'm scared.
Where is he?
Adel, I'm scared. Adel,
slick back hair.
Aaron,
cigarette smoke.
Don't do anything musical. Don't dance. What else?
Hydromatic.
Hydromatic. Oh, no.
Oh. He's dancing with her.
So anyway,
when the John Travolta predator kills you, he says, bloody?
Well, if you're having a weird day, just remember that I am 9 hours into a Hey Riddle Riddle episode is what
you
it feels
say
like.
Hell.
Can I say hell and have it not hurt their feelings?
I have a question
probably
for
not.
You guys. Sometimes I like to do Patreon episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a little peek behind the curtain where I do Would You Rathers. But I have so many fucking riddles prepared for today's episode that I do not mind wasting a little bit of time up top and dicking around with a Would You Rather. So I have a Would You Rather situation for the two of you. Okay. Here it is. Would you rather star in a movie, like a big budget, you know, coming out theatrical release movie, but the movie's not very good? Or
is this because I made somebody John Travolta?
This is truly because I saw a movie popping up on one of these streaming services, and I go, oh, wow, I had totally forgot about this movie. This was not a good movie. This was, you know, that's where they all live now, is because they get sold for like $14 on a streaming service. So you're the star of a movie. You get to experience what it's like to be the star of a movie, but you know full well ahead of time the movie is not going to be very good.
Am I getting paid a star's salary?
You are not getting paid like Tom Cruise in his 50th movie salary, but you're getting paid leading actor like salary. Okay. But you're
Kreischer money.
You are relatively unknown. Like you're not Robert Downey Jr. making this like $50 million on the movie.
Okay.
But you know that the movie's not going to be very good. You know that your friends are going to see it and your friends are going to have to be like, oh, it's not very good. Would you rather do that or not be in the movie at all?
I have a question before I decide.
Please.
Can I, a la Nicolas Cage, can I be fully aware and conscious that it's going to be terrible and lean into it as per Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, and 10 other Nicolas Cage movies?
Here's what's going to happen. You are not going to be the problem with the movie.
Okay.
No one is going to say, oh, I saw this movie. Addle's really bad in it.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
You won't be great in it. Yeah. You won't be like, wow, it sucks that he was in this thing. But you are not the problem. You are not all of the problem, okay? But no one is going to walk away from this movie being like, Addle really sunk this thing. It's going to be, the movie was not good. It was never going
to
be good.
JPC,
I'm getting paid. I'm having a good time.
Getting paid, having a good time. There's going to be a premiere. At the premiere, they're going to feed me, and I'm just coming from a recording where I was sharing Mo-host, so for the food alone.
I'm starving.
You have like 8 weeks of crafty, too, Addle. Yeah. I mean, you're going to be able to eat on set as well.
Mo-host is such an insulting serving size, as is, that to get a half portion is just dehumanizing.
People don't know this, but Mo-host is half a ramekin, so it's small.
Yeah, it's small.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, so you're going to do it as well. And Aaron, you think you're going to have a good time for that 8 weeks?
Of course. I'm always going to have a good time, unless it's not fun.
I'm sorry.
Unless I have to do any of the work or good attitude to make it fun, then I will have a great time anywhere I go.
I think JP's going to write a movie for the two of us to start.
Aaron Keefe, I've always had a good time, unless it wasn't fun.
Yes. If it's fun, then I will have a good time. Yes, of course I'll have a good time. I'll have a great attitude about it if it's awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah. Come on, guys. We're all saying the same thing.
Oh, me? Yeah, I'm one of the best doctors that you can have. I'm a great doctor as long as nothing goes wrong. Okay, so you're both doing it. You're both taking the movie.
Yeah, of course. What are you doing?
I'm directing.
Oh, no. Oh, that's why it's so
now
bad.
Now we know the problem.
I don't know what I'm doing. I keep asking where my DP is, and somebody hands me a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, JPC. Oh, let's do some riddles, JPC.
Okay.
I think I'm actually ready.
We got some riddles, and we're still dipping into these riddles from 2018. But I got to say,
how is that possible?
We're in November now. We're almost to 2019. In a couple of years, we're going to be in 2019.
I can't wait till all those COVID emails start pouring in.
It's going to be, that'll be like 2025 at least before we get into, February of 2022. It doesn't matter. February 2020? Oh, God, what a time. This is a warm-up from Morgan, okay? What type of jacket can you never put on?
Satin jacket, because if it rains, it's fucked.
A book jacket.
Yeah. Aaron, a book jacket technically works, but it's not the answer that Morgan was looking for.
What kind of jacket can you never put on? A potato jacket.
Because I think you could put a jacket potato.
That's what the Brits call baked potatoes. Jacket potato.
Yeah. Give it an old jacket potato.
Could I have a hint?
What kind of jacket can you never put on?
This is associated with a certain color.
Ooh.
A red jacket.
Yellow jacket.
You're a bull.
You're
at a bull's birthday party.
I want to let Aaron have it. Delete my audio.
Yeah, delete his audio.
We'll delete. Okay, so Casey, so what happened, everyone, if you're listening at home, you heard like a long beep and you heard Aaron say, you heard Adel say nothing, and you heard Aaron say a red jacket when you're at a bull's birthday party. We couldn't
slowed
do anything
me down.
About that.
I was talking really fast and with a lot of confidence.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, you lost confidence when you heard him give the right answer, but we bleeped that out.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
Obviously, yellow jackets in the zeitgeist right now in 2023. Who knows when you listen to this. TV show about a women's soccer team that crashes into an island or something.
Spoiler.
I want to see a scene. It's the very first second of the show. Spoiler. I want to see a scene where the two of you... it was like the two of you going to like a math tournament. You were the only two flying the plane. The plane crashed, and it's just the two of you on an island.
Why were we flying an empty plane to a math tournament?
Scene.
Huh, okay. Now, I see the holes. I see the holes in my plot. And
I loved it. I loved it.
Speaking of holes,
good day.
Another warm up from Morgan. What is the worst vegetable to have on a ship?
A parsnip.
I don't want to say what I just thought of.
Good.
An onion.
A parsnip, an onion.
What's
no,
the worst vegetable to have on a
cucumber.
Ship?
Now, Aaron, would you like to give a why to all of the things that you're saying?
No.
Is it a
great?
Is it a port-hole-tato?
Potato jacket.
Aaron, no. A potato hole.
Carrot.
A potato hole.
Aaron, I guarantee if you guess every vegetable, you will get it, but you'll never know why.
Scurvy beans.
You'll never know why.
Zucchini.
This is honestly, this is a vegetable that I just don't think about very often. And
banana.
I know.
You don't.
It would never come to me. It's a vegetable I don't even really cook with very often.
Broccoli, in fact, spinach, cauliflower.
I cook with all of those quite often. Wow. In fact, I know what I would. Okay.
So aubergine. The answer is it aubergine? The Brits call eggplant aubergine.
It's a pun. This is a pun. A pun okay. answer.
So like
there's wordplay here.
Okay. So it's something that's going to be with like a hole. So
yes.
Aaron, is there a vegetable that has hole in it? Or oh, I think I know it. Are donut holes technically vegetables? Because Dunkin' Donut promised me.
According to my heart.
The corporation promised me. So if you have a hole
on
your ship, you also have this. It's not a hole.
A leak.
Parsnip. A leak.
Aaron, you got it. And Casey, go ahead and cut Adel saying it twice.
And
make sure that we cut Adel saying it twice. And we have Aaron saying it clean. Clean.
Adel, people already know you're smart. People think I'm insane. I need this more than you need this. Do you know what I mean?
Adel, she obviously needs this. She made a big deal of it, but she hardly even finished one bite of her mojos.
Okay, Aaron.
It's melting in the sun.
Aaron, I'll give you a clean take where you can say leak and we'll make it sound like you had the answer, but you do have to give me a shout out or like a promo. Like you have to promote something of mine when you say the answer. So go ahead. Here we go. Clean take. Maybe it's like cabbage or a parsnip.
It's a leak.
Oh, yeah. It's a leak, Aaron. You got it.
Shout out to my friend Adel. You can find him on Twitch at Adel Cries on Mondays. He streams eight
That's
hours.
That's my secret
of...
channel.
What? You told me to promote something that you... Oh, no. Now everyone knows.
Well, I hope he doesn't stop doing the channel. I don't know what I'm going to do with my Mondays.
Highlight of my week.
This run of Hades, I'm going to use the shield.
Thank you, Morgan. Those were great warm-ups. And now thank we you, go Morgan. To another little warm-up from Laura. Kevin ordered an item from Amazon. The item really sucked. but he still gave it a 5-star review. Why?
Vacuum.
Converse.
All right, Adel, turnabout is fair play. Aaron obviously got the right answer there. You said Converse. Do we want to do a clean take?
Ooh, yeah,
you're
do a clean take.
No, I stand
about
by it.
Saying it.
If I order Converse's famous, which is the most famous, if you don't know that word, look it up.
Yeah, that's
look
it up. You're dumb. If you don't know that word, you're dumb.
Look it up at Adel Dictionary.
That's awesome.
If you order the famous Converse 5-star sneakers, any review you leave is technically 5 stars. So
wow, yeah, it's a 5-star
give
review.
It to him. Give it to
mine's
him.
A little more modern and hip and cool, but I guess
and honestly. Those things do fucking suck. They're too flat. They got no fucking support.
Yeah.
I wore those in high school and it ruined my feet. I
wore those in Chicago and I looked really cute.
Give you shit. Wow, Aaron. Exact opposite of what JPC had.
Is it
thank you so much, Laura. No, I look cute in high school. I'm allowed to say that I was in high school. This is a homemade riddle. Got it? Homemade riddle from Charlie. A man goes to a store and buys a hat completely legally for $10. However, he did not have $10. How did he do it?
Credit card.
No.
Debit card, credit card, Apple Pay. There's so many ways to do this. Gift card, gift certificate.
Oh, hold on. This is an ad. This is an ad. We're in an ad for Apple Pay.
Go to heyriddle.com/ No, that can't be right. ApplePay.com.
Go to heyriddle.com/ Apple Pay. Hope that it works. Figure out a way to give us some Apple Pay money.
Okay.
Huh.
They legally, I'm really hung up on the fact that they had to shoehorn in legally bought a hat because that
there's
seems
nothing
like
nefarious.
Suspicious.
There's nothing nefarious here. The hat was purchased legally.
Hmm.
It's like a birthday crown. It's like
I think I know.
What Adel. Is it?
So they bought a hat for $10. They didn't have $10. They had a 20.
Adel, they had a 20. They got $10 in change.
That.
Aaron, you take it. Aaron, you take it. Go ahead. Here
Aaron, you want it? Aaron, you want it?
Aaron?
They had a 20.
Is the guy dead or he's a ghost?
They had a 20. Oh, my heart's not in it. I'm a fraud.
Aaron, you said you'd have fun no matter what, unless it wasn't fun. So.
They had a 20.
So what could be the problem here?
No, I'm having fun.
All right,
fun.
I want to see a scene then, Aaron. So, Aaron, you are going to walk into Adel's hat store. And you find a hat that you really like, but you don't have any money, and you really want this hat.
Oh, just let the bell do it.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Sorry, I can still hear you doing the dig. Just let the bell do it. A lot of kids fuck around in here. I don't want any kids fucking around.
Not me. Not here to fuck around. Just here to look at your awesome hat, sir. Wow.
Why'd you hold up quotation marks?
Small, short one. Big one, little one, crown.
Yeah, we are Randy Newman's hats, just like the song in parentheses.
You've got a friend in hat?
I should have named it that. Mark, you idiot. I'm Mark Newman.
Oh, cool. Cool, that's awesome. I'll take this one. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay. Please don't do that. Okay, let me...
I'm outside. Are you saying something?
Oh, can you come back in here so I can ring you up? I shouldn't say ring you up.
You want my phone number? It's 9.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm married.
1-1.
Oh, interesting. Actually, can you hold up your credit card information through the window and I have perfect vision. I can just grab it.
Sure,
from there.
Sure.
Just like Good Will Hunting style.
1-1.
That's your credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Fuck. Mark, you did it again. You put all of Dad's money into a hat store with his name on it, and you fucked it. You fucked it, Mark.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, hey, Dad. Dad, listen. I know that I've blown all your Toy Story money. I blew all your Naked Gun 2, 33 1/3 money. I blew all your Three Amigos writing credit money. But I promise you, the next business will work.
Okay, wait. I believe you.
Dad, do the voice.
I can't. Adel, I can't. I can't.
Ooh.
Right on time, JPC.
You get
me. I'm here to buy that hat.
Zane. JPC was typing and typing, looking for the sound of a bell to come in the store.
Are you looking for a hat? come on into You Got a Hat in Me.
Yeah, Aaron, I was looking for a long time to find a bell, and I almost considered...
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
I think that's the Taco Bell bell. I don't necessarily know that.
That's the Chihuahua version, which we don't talk about. We don't talk about that.
Show. Hey, speaking of the show, let's do another riddle. This is a riddle from Jake in Minneapolis, okay? What fits where good might not, makes you get low to fill up, and grants for 1, 5, or 10?
Huh. Is Grant on... What bill is Grant on? Is that something?
Who's Grant? Right track?
Who's Grant? Who's buried at Grant's Grant?
No, it's what Bill Grant is on is not going to help you here. This is, I think Jake from Minneapolis wrote this one themselves.
Okay, Minneapolis, Twin City, is it twins?
It is.
It's gotta
be. Can you read it again? This one is kind of tricky. Sounding.
This one is, we're no longer in warm-up riddles. Now we're onto the real meat and potatoes. Okay. What fits where good might not, makes you get low to fill up, and grants for 1, 5, or 10?
You know what? I know the answer, but I've solved a bunch. Well, obviously, we'll fix that in post. Aaron, go ahead and get this one. This is a layup. Go ahead and hit this.
A leak!
Okay, put that in the previous riddle.
No, but enthusiasm. Aaron,
money?
If this thing had a leak, it would be a problem.
A boat.
Well, no, that's the answer to the other riddle.
Is it a stuffed dog?
You're looking for a structure. It's a structure.
Swimming pool.
A building.
Aquarium.
What? I think, no, it's not a building. It's not a building. Not a aquarium. What
Twin
fits
Stadium.
Where,
okay, sorry.
What fits where good might not?
Evil.
No.
Bad.
Great. What fits where good may not? Good.
Yeah.
Enough.
Fair.
Good. Good year blimp.
No.
Oh.
Tires? A car.
Okay.
What fits?
Do we have a hint?
We're good, man.
Yeah. I already give you a hint. It's a structure.
Yeah, but that's not a good enough hint because we didn't get it.
Think wishes.
Well.
A well.
Yes, it's a well.
Well, well, well.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, well, well. Mm-hmm.
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, I want to. Oh, okay.
Aaron, please go ahead.
Aww.
Aaron, you go ahead.
No, no, no. You please, aww, you go.
I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron. Well, Aaron, I think you mentioned this before in a story in the shower. Have you both seen The Ring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron, so in The Ring, of course, there's a little ghost crawls out of the well. So JPC, I want you to be just a random well. You stop that on like a tour of a farm. And Aaron, you're the ghost in the bottom of the well, but you're stuck. You can't crawl out.
Got it.
Wow, this place is so cool. It's like very old and very...
I don't want to scare you. Don't want to scare you. Don't want to scare you. Sorry.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God. Is there someone down there? Is this part of the
kinda
tour?
Kinda. No. No. I am... Oh, where to start?
Do you want me to go get someone? What's
better
your name?
Better not.
Better not?
My demon name or my name when I was a huge... Doesn't matter. Can you throw down a rope? I'll skip you. I promise. I'm good for it. I won't.
You'll skip me.
I won't haunt you. I won't hunt you.
No. This is like a self-guided tour of this like old farm. There's no ropes.
You have a little headset with like a little tape that tells you about the farm.
If you look to the right, you should see a stone structure, and that's the old silo. Now it's named after a man named Silo. It's actually a barn.
I'm sorry, the tour's going on without me. I don't know how to stop
please,
it.
Oh, please, no, please don't. It's so embarrassing. I'm a ghost, and I got stuck in this well, and I can't do my job.
Your job?
Just like the devil said.
If you're listening to this tour, you will die in 7 days.
Okay, hold on. I got to take the tour off. You said that you were a ghost?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're not the woman who owned this farm, are you?
Yes, yes. And the devil said I wasn't up for doing this job. And I said, please, trust me. Please, devil, please. I can do it. I can scare people. And I got too excited with the last guy, and I fell, and now I'm stuck.
The last guy? You mean these bones here on the ground?
No.
Wait a second. If I let you up, are you going to turn me into bones just like this?
No. I'll buy you an
Applebee's
gift card.
You said turn. I heard you say turn.
Applebee's
gift
card.
You turned me an Applebee's gift card?
Chili's.
How did you die? Tell me.
Mm.
I command thee, ghost.
I fell down a well. So this is sort of like really embarrassing. Of like, pull me once, shame on me. Fall again, shame on me.
Fantastic.
Do you really know the devil?
I love
Seems
that it's
like
not even
stuck in a well.
I think Ring is like somebody murdered the woman and like buried her bones or something. I love with this. It's just she fell down a well and she's so embarrassed. She's haunting so people don't know she fell.
Yeah. She's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed.
Okay. I've got a riddle for you. And this one is a riddle from John. I like this one. Kevin and Susie work together, sharing the duties. They start and end at the same time, but they have very different schedules. Kevin works steadily, only taking a half hour for lunch. Susie, on the other hand, takes a 10-minute break every hour in addition to her lunch. At the end of the month, their supervisor praises Susie for her productivity. Why?
Easy. This is something a lot of people are pissed about. She works harder.
She works harder?
She's a smoker. She gets a smoke break, which isn't fair to people who don't smoke.
So, but how does that get you to the answer where the supervisor praises
her? Susie's a computer.
Computer that smokes.
AI.
They're coming.
They're coming.
All right.
They're on the way.
Adel, I think that I want to see a scene where you play Susie the smoking computer, and Aaron, you're the first person who's ever interfaced with Susie the smoking computer.
Welcome to my interface. How can I help you today?
Hi, I am actually your first user. I want to see.
I'm smart enough to tell.
That's awesome. God, this was so expensive. We'll see. What do I want to do?
Fuck, are they all going
download...
to be like this?
She's funny. I love it. Download Safari.
Downloaded Safari. Sorry, pop-up blocked.
No, I mean, I haven't even downloaded internet yet on... Oh,
no,
download
I did
Google
it for
Chrome.
You. I have to download the internet to download anything. You understand that, right? Fuck. Christ. I just need... Hold on. Pac-Man. Sorry, playing Pac-Man. Ooh, I need a cigarette.
What? There's smoke coming out of the... Oh my God, is there fire?
No, I'm smoking. Winston-Salem. Mm-mm-mm.
You can't smoke in here.
You can't smoke in here. Sorry, I have one tone. I was mocking you.
I could tell. That was very clear. Okay, I'm going to return this computer.
I'm
bringing
kids,
it back to Apple.
My fucking kids. Every time I'm off work, it's just nag, nag, nag. For once, I'd like to be able to relax. Do what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Go see Toby Keith in concert.
What?
At the Grand Ole Opry.
Huh?
December 4th.
Tickets. I'm not
Pulling
bringing
up
a computer to see Toby. Smash cut to me and the computer wearing our best clothes, seeing Toby Keith in concert.
Yes. Excuse me, ma'am. You can't bring a computer into the venue.
She's the computer. I'm the person. Stop.
No, it's
what
fine.
Do you mean?
She'll wait outside.
No, what do you mean? No.
And ma'am, this is the Grand Ole Opry. They're smoking here. So if you ever went back in, you got to be smoking. Get her out of here.
I told you. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
I'm actually working. I really shouldn't talk to women while I'm working. But here's my number if you want to call me after the show.
Put it in my floppy disk.
Oh, I'm definitely getting in trouble tonight.
Very silly stuff.
Very silly stuff.
Kevin and Susie work together, sharing the duties.
Oh, fuck.
They start
I fucking hate when
same...
I forget we're in the middle of a fucking riddle.
Very different schedules.
It feels like falling from the sky.
I love
it
when
feels like falling from the sky.
I love when
only
we don't know.
A half hour for lunch.
When we don't know the answer and we call a scene and we're like, this will make this go away. And then the scene ends.
I called the scene.
You know what it feels like emotionally? You know when you're like a kid and you're playing soccer and the soccer ball is wet? And then someone kicks it and it hits you in the stomach.
No.
That's what when we get out of a scene and we're in the middle of a riddle still feels like.
Aaron, are you okay?
No, I'm not. I keep playing soccer with the neighborhood kids and they keep kicking my ass at all.
Sounds like they're not playing right. They should have kicked the ball at you.
No, that's soccer, right? You pick the weakest one and you... I got to give them a piece of my mind.
So
Susie on the other hand, takes a 10-minute break every hour in addition to her lunch. At the end of the month, their supervisor praises Susie for her productivity. Why?
So is break, so break has to mean something else. Is it like a circuit breaker, or is she like a karate expert and she's breaking boards or something?
Great question, but no, it's just a normal break. It's just a normal break. She just decides that she's going to take her 10-minute break.
She works harder. He works slow. He is actually on the internet when he's supposed to be working.
No, they do pretty much the exact same. They share their duties. They do the exact same amount of work.
Yeah.
Except the only thing that's different is that Susie takes these breaks. But they both put in the same, I would say, while they're working, while there's not like break time, they both put in the exact same effort.
Well, when you're well rested, things are better.
So is okay. It like Susie's actually clocking out and the other guy's, Kevin's not like reporting his breaks to try and get overtime and they caught him or something?
No.
Something happens on her break that makes it more productive.
Aaron, yes, that is correct.
She goes into the sun? What happens?
Excuse me?
You are close. But yes, something happens on her break that makes her more productive. She opens
the window or something in the air, makes their job better.
Gamma rays?
What is it?
Is it gamma rays?
The world super that serum? You would have it. I just like a boss be like, who opened this window? And someone's like, I did. It makes the job better. And the boss is like, by God, it does make the job better. So the specific job that they do matters a lot for this riddle.
Yeah, but I haven't figured that out, so I don't know.
I will say, Aaron, I think there's been a lot of like talk about like opening windows and going on the internet. This is a job that you have to do outside. I don't think there's any way to do this job inside.
Roofing.
It's not
landscaping.
Roofing. It's landscaping of a sort.
Oh,
but not really.
Gardening.
Grave.
No. Oh, grave digging.
What?
Grave digging.
I'm a landscaper. Oh, really? Where do you work?
Cemetery.
The break.
Soccer. I don't know.
Soccer referee.
I would say I associate this kind of job or even this career with like the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, fisherman.
Kelp hippie.
I think that Adel would be very well suited to
lumberjack.
This job. Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Why though?
Yeah. Why though?
So break in lumberjack terms means felling a tree.
Aaron, you got it with something that Susie is doing on her break that Kevin is not doing, and they are lumberjacks.
Putting their feet up on the tree to tip it over. This one is hard.
Avoiding timber rattlesnakes.
Aaron thinks life is a cartoon where they just like
it's
long
not?
Day. They put.
Oh,
then why can I see your thoughts?
Wall.
See, look at this. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Aaron sucks. See, well, I can see it.
Aaron, to be fair, my thought is you as a turkey.
Yeah,
and
Aaron. There's no way you can see what I'm thinking right now.
Taco Bell.
Damn it. Okay, they're lumberjacks, and Susie uses her break to hone her axe, tighten her chainsaw chain, etc. This makes her much more efficient than Kevin, whose tools are in terrible shape by the end of the day.
The
supervisor saw that Susie had corded more wood and praised her.
How was I ever supposed to get that?
How are we supposed to deduce that? That's
so
not
hard.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
I'm so tired. takes off shoes.
Aaron,
my microphone fell over.
No.
All right, Aaron. Would it help? Aaron, please.
Smoking.
What are you, a computer?
Yeah.
Would it help, Aaron, if we did one more riddle that had like some math to it?
Yes, it would help.
That would help you. Oh,
thank you.
This one's from Scott. A painter is tasked with painting the doors to a new office building. The office building has 100 doors. He must paint each door with the number of its corresponding location, i.e. he paints the first door with a number 1, the second door with a number 2, the 24th door with a number 24, etc. How many times does the painter have to paint the number 9?
How many doors does he do altogether?
100.
Can we ask if he has to paint both sides of the door?
That's a really, really great question. It's not a trick question in that regard. He only has to paint one side of the door.
Because I know my door at home, I have the numbers on the inside in case I forget where I live. So Aaron, 9, 19, 29, 39, 49, 59, 69, nice, 79, 89, 99, That's 10 times.
3, 4, that's 100.
5, 6, 7, 8. And it, there's 200 doors? 11, because 99 is 2 9s.
The office building has 100 doors. Aaron, you say 11?
19.
Yeah.
I got
99 is 2 9.
99. No, you're right. Yeah, 11.
Okay.
But then.
Oh, but sixes are
nines. Backward? Or sixes nines?
Sixes are nines.
Yeah, six backwards is a nine.
For this riddle, let's assume that sixes aren't nines. Only nines are nines. So you said 11. You both said 11.
Yeah.
Adel said 10.
Well, 11. I miscounted because I'm doing it on one hand and I need both hands to get higher. You need both hands,
of course. 11 is wrong.
This sucks then, that it's not real.
Oh, is it like 12? Because he has to do like a practice?
Or it's because the building is 9 or whatever, the outside?
No, it's not because the building is 9 and it's not because of practice.
Is it zero times because he's using like a different numerical system?
I will say, it's more than 11. 11 is a good starting guess, but it's more than that.
What?
Yeah.
No, though.
No.
But yeah. Aaron, yes.
No, though.
Aaron, yes.
No, though.
Okay. Island, hold on. I want to see another scene.
No.
I want to see another scene. Yes, I have to see a scene. You and Adel are painting numbers on doors in a building. And Aaron, you go up to Adel because you've ran out of sixes.
Hey.
I don't have any more twos.
No, I gave you
my last twos.
I know. Here's the thing. I get it. I'm always knocking on your door for something. If I run out of ketchup, I go to your house. If I need money, I go to your house. If I miss you, I go to your house. But this time is serious. I run out of six.
Okay. Jesse, really, the ketchup's fine. Seeing me is fine. The money's the real issue. But also, I can't just, if I keep giving you numbers, you're not going to learn how to sort of, you know, make the most of the numbers you have. You keep sort of squandering the numbers.
Can I borrow your coat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
What are you doing with your numbers that you have to keep borrowing mine?
Nothing.
Also, you're not borrowing because you're not giving them back, right? You don't have any intent.
No. I'll give them back.
Why are you looking anywhere but at me?
I'll take 11 sixes to go.
I'm not a drive-thru. I'm not a drive-thru window. This happens every time.
What do I want?
Fine. Hey, Jesse, here. Here's 2 sixes. Is that enough? Mm-mm. How many do you need?
11.
Here you go. Here's 11 sixes. I'll just...
Did JBC hope we would find the answer inside the scene?
Well, Jesse, Randy, it's been a long month, and you've been painting numbers on my building all month long. You both have worked very hard, but I have to give special shout-out to one of you who went above and beyond.
I told you we should have kept taking breaks to hold Jesse, our chainsaws.
Jesse, great job. You did
a great job
painting, especially on those twos and sixes. Those twos and sixes were excellent.
Thanks.
You see, Randy, Jesse knows to sharpen her paint, really hone her brushes.
Huh.
That's something that you could learn if I were you.
Okay, I quit.
I didn't really think that would happen. Oh, I'm fucked!
Same.
Oh, no! Who's gonna paint my building? Shit!
Taco Bell dong, a little chihuahua shows up in a hard hat.
What is the answer, JPC? I'm never gonna get this.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay.
Oh, the floor numbers.
No, it's not the floor numbers. You want me to give you the answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you were right with 9, 19, 29, 39, 49, 59, 69, 79, and 89. And Aaron, you were correct that 99 has 2 nines.
Oh, 90s. The 90s. All of the 90s.
Wow.
I can't believe I did that. I feel so stupid. We have been recording for 6 hours, and I had listened to us for 3 hours before that. I am so sorry, everybody.
This is the most embarrassed I've ever been
at getting a riddle wrong.
Let's delete that, and Aaron, let's take it clean. Oh, it's
I haven't done the math yet at all.
I don't even know. Give us some time.
Aaron, we have been recording today for 3 hours and 10 minutes.
It's been 18 hours. Anyone?
Carry the one. Wow, that's a good one because you don't even
six, seven, eight.
You don't even think of 19. The 90s as like a number. Because we're all born post 2000.
This is public humiliation is what this is. This is what this show is. And you bring me out to the middle of everybody and you go, look how dumb she is. Look at her. Look at how stupid she is.
And look at her dumb friend.
She brought a dumb friend with her.
Let's put them in the barracks. Not the barracks.
Old man puzzles have really gone to people's heads. It's fucked you. You used to be kind and cool, JPC. Yeah,
there's nine. There's nine more. It's 9 plus 11 is 20. There's 20.
That's not right. He's fooling us. That's not right. It's got to be 28.
I give up.
It's 20. It's 20. The answer is 20.
Let's go to break. I'm calling
it. Let's go to break.
That's so funny. I'm so embarrassed.
Aaron, let's not come back. Let's not come back.
Yeah. GPC Adult, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one
fun
website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's
right. Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do
whatever
you
want.
Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay. And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, that's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's a shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you. Hey, you guys know how I was stuck at Burning Man?
Yes.
I was just all this mud and they wouldn't let us out. It's just, we were just stuck in the mud.
That was like 2 months ago. Are you still talking about this?
I can't sleep at night. I just can't remember. Before it's mud, it was something else. It's like before.
Dirt?
A party?
No, it's like dirt, but when water hits this thing, it turns into mud. It's like.
A party?
Steam?
Yes, but also. What it starts with
an S. Sand.
It's like,
sorry, I figured that out because Sandy's here, so I just assumed.
Sandy. Oh, sorry. I was sorry. I had a flashback. You've been here for a while. Hi.
Hey guys, nice to see you all.
Woo-hoo!
Hi. Woo.
I don't know if you guys saw this sign. This is a nude beach now.
Oh.
Cool. I didn't see the sign, but I didn't see the sign, Sandy. But I did catch a vibe just from the way you're dressed,
or not. Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay. I'll let it pass this time. But next time.
Okay. Cool.
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Wow. Trying to silence Sandy's nipples. Interesting.
Sandy, do you and your loud nipples have any puzzles for us to do today?
Yeah, I came with some puzzles, which is, I believe, my job. Well, you know, a few times ago, whatever it was, I brought you some idiomatic origins. We're going to do that little of those again.
Fine.
Just to recap what those are, I'm going to tell you a little story about how we've established some idioms in English, the origin stories behind them. And you're going to tell me what the idiom is. And as always, the disclaimer with these is, I don't know if they're true.
Sure.
Don't at me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Sandy, if I may, they're old wives' tales.
You can
Sorry,
do that,
old DuckTales.
Yeah. So for example, if I said, In the Old West, stagecoaches and wagons were often targeted by robbers, so some precaution had to be taken. That leads us to the phrase...
Circle the wagons.
Put your Pinkerton on top.
Hold your horses.
All of those are very good phrases, but that's not exactly what we're talking about. Oh. We're talking about what someone with a particular weapon might... where they might sit.
Oh, they might sit in the shotgun.
Oh, I'm riding shotgun.
Riding shotgun.
I do believe that one is true. But for the rest of these, no promises. All right. So going forward. In ancient Greece, votes were cast by putting colored objects in clay jars. And if something in particular happened, it would reveal the votes prematurely. What led to what expression?
I just want to say that idiom happens to all people. Uh-huh. It happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Gemma, it's not unique.
So these jars were filled with little objects.
Okay.
Specifically. Jelly beans. Correct. Correct.
Don't count your beans before they
hatch.
Beans hatch.
Because your beans become dragons.
Don't count your beans.
Don't count your dragons before they hatch. Just imagine them.
Yes.
No, okay. You're right there. So what happens to these jars if
beans is close?
If yes, not only close, it's on the money.
Don't spill the beans.
There you go. Don't spill the beans. There you go. No, but if you were to make this phrase, you would call it something else. What would you say, Adel?
Don't count your beans before they hatch.
Don't count your beans before they hatch.
But if it's from Greece, it would be more like don't count your beans before they hatch.
Adel had way better coffee than me this morning. What did you have? I want what you're having.
Jameson?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Jameson, the morning coffee.
Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Printing press typesetters had to arrange the letters backwards, you know?
Sure. Yep.
But this led to a particularly frequent mistake. What did it lead to, and what expression did we take from it?
Wow.
So think about two letters that might look the same. If you flip them.
M and W.
Yeah, M and W.
Well, that's not backwards.
D and B.
Oh, R and N. N is a backwards R.
I'm staring down at my keyboard being like, what could this be?
L is a backwards L. We can all agree L is a backwards L.
And that leads us to the phrase, don't confuse your L's with your L's.
Well, let's all agree that a P is a B trying to impress its friends with a headstand.
Yes.
But right?
I think it's the other way around.
I think JPC has it.
Yeah, this is mind your P's and Q's.
This is why we don't call you JQC.
Ooh, I actually like that. JQC,
that sounds like an agent. That sounds like
that makes me sound like I got a big ass butt.
Does it?
My alter ego, once I hit the gym and I get my big butt, it's going to be called JQC.
JQC.
And the Q stands for juicy.
And squats.
Sir, you have to leave Planet Fitness right now. Sir.
Because it's perfect? Because I got it perfect?
No, you got to go to Country Fitness.
Well done, JPC. It is mind your P's and Q's, which look the same when you flip them backwards.
Wow.
All right. What about if you have a poorly made or, let's say, worn out tool? Sometimes the blade and the other piece it's attached to would separate during use, which leads to this expression about getting very upset.
Don't cut your mom with a butter knife.
Business.
Rake.
Don't cut your mom.
Air is looking at her yard. Rake.
Is it
water?
Like a weapon?
Yeah, it's like a weapon.
Axe. I have an axe to grind.
Wow, axe to grind.
Or bury the hatchet.
Bury the hatchet.
Both of those are axe related idioms, not the ones I'm looking for, though.
Wow.
And I'll just cross those off the list for the next few.
No, you
give
fool.
Give us the axe. Give the axe.
Give us the axe.
So
what's in the axe?
An axe to grind is if you have a grudge, and the other one you said was
bury the hatchet, which is call peace or truce.
Right, but what if it's you're really angry before all that happens? Your tools separate. You're so angry.
Axe to grind.
They separated.
Oh, divorced. My swords are divorced. Divorce swords.
Split hairs. We're splitting hairs.
You'll visit your blade on the weekends.
I'm furious. I ripped my axe apart, and then I say...
You're on a razor's edge.
You flung the axe.
I flew off the handle.
Yes, you did, JQC.
Wow.
I thought that was about witches. I thought it was when witches got drunk and drove and flew.
Like I said, these could be entirely...
That's my Friday night. I don't know.
I don't know if I did that.
Sorry, Adel, you thought it was about witches?
Like if they flew off the handles of their brooms.
Oh, like they're flying around and then they slip. And
like a witch is like doing donuts. Like a witch is like in a cloud doing donuts and then she flies off the handle.
I don't think it'd be if they slip. I think it would be if they like broke too early. Like I don't know where the brakes are on the broom, because if they slip, they're just going off the side. But if they break, they're flying off the handle.
Hold on. You don't know where the brakes are on a broom? JPC, the bristles. Are you Aaron, back me up.
I don't know if I can.
That's the most honest thing that's ever been said on this podcast.
I don't want to think about the splinter situation if you break too soon on a broom and fly off the handle. That sounds terrible. Scary.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's if where we get the expression...
Dead witch.
Splinter crotch.
Dead witch.
That's right. Thank you. Don't get your splinters in a crotch.
Definitely wear a helmet if you're a witch, right? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a witch in popular media wearing a helmet, and I don't understand why.
That's because they have those inflatables, instant inflatable helmets, you know, that you've seen where you like the poofy part comes out of the collar as soon as you hit the accelerometer.
Do those work, Sandy? Be honest.
I've never seen an injured witch, so they must.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got this tiger repellent. You don't see any tigers around me, do you, JPCQ? So it must be working.
I honestly thought you were pausing because you saw a tiger.
Well, Gemma did spend some time at Princeton.
All right. I think you all know this one. I think this is well known by now.
In an episode
of Happy Days, Fonzie goes
to the water.
That's right.
Jump.
Fonzie, do you want to tell me? Hey. Finish the story.
And I elbow the jukebox and I break my elbow. I say, jump the shark. Don't jump the shark.
Yeah, there's an episode where a shark jumped over them or something, and then everyone was like, this is stupid.
No, he did motorcycle stunts, and he did his motorcycle over a shark,
that's
right?
What I meant.
Jabberjaw, right. It was a crossover. Hanna-Barbera crossover.
And what was it? Is Aaron right? It was because the show was bad at that point, or?
Yeah, it was like, that's when it turned. That's when it turned sour.
That episode was a turning point, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. There was a crossword clue recently where it was like in some crossword I was doing, there was like an insult coined by the Fonz on Happy Days. And it was like, sit on it, which I guess at the time was a really raunchy thing to say. Anyway, I don't think that's lasted.
I think that sit on it is familiar to me as a Fonz line of dialogue.
Have you ever trotted that one out?
No, but I have said, and I think it's from Welcome Back, Cotter, I have said up your nose with a rubber hose before, because I think that one's still very fun to say.
Yeah. I'm just realizing the Fonz and Danny Zuko are very similar characters.
Marketing. Hey, how much does it suck for Henry Winkler, who, by the way, went on to have like a great career, a fantastic actor, to have that whole phrase, jump the shark, be associated with, you know, just your show and the thing that you did on that show? That's awful.
I don't think he feels too responsible for it. Someone told him to jump a shark and he did it.
Yeah.
I think the phrase save the whales comes from when Star Trek started to be bad.
The movie, number four?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Undiscovered Country? Good. Yeah, I thought the movie was good, too.
I started
saving whales. I have a photograph.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I also don't think that people say save the whales. So now I'm putting together that may have been a joke, because I've never heard someone say save the whales.
I think save the whales was a campaign.
It was a campaign.
Save the cat?
I have a great photograph of my grandmother standing with Henry Winkler like 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. I should find that photo.
Yeah.
Put it on the wall.
Do you know the context for why it was taken?
No. Why don't you tell me what you think that context was and we'll just make that canon.
Well, Sandy, I got to say, you look a lot like Henry Winkler. So. Okay,
she came up to you and was like rubbing schmutz off his face.
It was probably some function in Indianapolis and he was the person of honor. And she's like, I need a picture of you. And now I have it.
And now it's yours.
And now it's mine. And I can still, it's my cachet if I ever have to go find Henry in a crowd.
And you can sell that to whoever you want to. Okay. So it's at PZLR if you want to make a bid on that photo of Sandy's grandma and Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler. If you're Henry Winkler, I'll give it to you for half price.
And I gotta say,
good deal.
That's incredible. I gotta say, I am also selling some merch. I had just some funny drawings of Aaron and stuff, and that is at on Twitter. It's at JQ SoFly, I believe. So look for that.
You want some more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right. If an unwanted guest came to dinner, you could give them an unappealing cut of meat in the hopes they would leave and not attend in the future. That leads to the phrase
Sydney Poitier.
Guess who's
give
eating
Lisa the tuna?
Dinner.
Is that what it is?
That's a thing. I mean, listen, if that's a thing you say. Then,
yeah, I say that all the time. No. When I don't want someone at my party, I go, give Lisa the tuna. Get him out of here.
You don't like tuna?
I do, but it's not everybody's cup of fish.
It's got a strong smell.
Aaron, you had my coffee.
I'm on a roll over here.
So what's some cuts of meat? Start there.
Rump ribs. Roast, the butt, the burnt ends, the belly, the back, the...
My you have not the crack.
Jib.
The ribs. My neck.
I'm sorry, he's a belly back.
My ribs and my back.
Give someone
cuts
the
of meat. The rib
what
bone.
Kind
the
of animal is it from?
The humps?
I would say...
Awful.
Pork.
Awful. Pork.
Beef or pork.
As cold shoulder?
There you go.
Wow.
Aaron.
You give them the cold shoulder.
Wow. I got it.
But it's nothing like giving them Lisa's tuna.
Yeah.
Or give Lisa the tuna.
I prefer give Lisa the tuna.
Give Lisa the tuna.
That's my favorite phrase that's ever been on the show.
It's been a while since I've been a meat guy, but why is the shoulder cold? Like does it cook cold?
No, it's because it's cold that you've given it to the person you don't like and
got it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was something about cooking pig that, like, they're like, we can't ever get the shoulder very hot. So if you're eating pig, you're eating cold shoulder.
Isn't that also... go ahead.
I was going to say, only Lisa eats it cold.
Yes.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa. Well, fuck Lisa. Yeah. Do we also get the phrase living high on the hog from that? Because it's like the higher up the cut of meats, the more sort of wealthy you were.
I'm sorry. I know nothing about any phrases except for the ones that I brought to the show. I cannot give you any
information. I believe that one is about how witches ride brooms.
That's right. Get off your high horse and ride a broom.
Yeah.
I've got you in my crotch hairs.
How about this one? In the 19th century, American boys would dare each other to knock an object off of themselves in order to initiate a fight.
Hat?
And where that object is relevant.
Knock your block off.
Is it knock your block off?
Knock your cock off.
Knock your cock off the block? I'm going to knock your cock off my block.
I'm still Jenny from the cock. Crotch.
Shoulder.
Shoulder.
And what's another phrase?
Chip off your shoulder. Chip off your shoulder.
Chip on your shoulder. Yeah. Chip on your shoulder. Again.
What? I've never heard that. I've only ever heard chip off your shoulder.
What do you mean?
You have a chip off the old block.
Tostino.
Yeah, you're thinking chip off the old block.
Scoop.
Get
chip
that
on your shoulder.
Chip
is to
off
say,
the old block off my shoulder.
Give Lisa.
And serve it cold to Lisa.
Yeah.
What kind of chip are we talking?
You know that phrase, like you got a chip on your shoulder, you're holding a grudge, you want to pick a fight. That's what
but
it is.
But in the context of this thing, they would put a chip on their shoulder?
Like a Tostito.
Yeah, you put a Tostito on your shoulder and then you're ready
like
to fight.
Like a wood chip.
Yeah, GBC, a fight between men. Hello?
who can scoop up the most salsa?
I do think now I want to start like a party game where like people put like Tostitos on their shoulders and have to
and then
like
wrestle
them
in
off.
Your living room.
I think if we're let's be real. If we're being logical, I think Pringles probably rest easiest on the shoulder.
On the shoulder? Yeah.
I think a Tostitos scoop would rest pretty easy on my shoulder.
You got fucked up little shoulders. What do you got over there?
I think a chocolate chip might rest the best.
Because
it's got a flat surface. Yeah. And then it's going to, melts on
no
your...
No way. Sandy's just trying to melt chocolate on his naked body. Don't fall for this, guys. I've fallen for this many times before.
So speaking about, chocolate chips and nipples. That's all.
This is.
Give Sandy the tuna.
Sandy just staring off into the distance.
I didn't know how to put those two things together. Now I just said it. Here we are. It's just sitting there.
Great. Yeah. Now I want chocolate chip nipples.
All right. According to what I read, kings of Thailand would give certain animals as gifts to people they didn't like. They were costly and time consuming to care for, making them more of a burden than a present, which leads us to this phrase that we use today.
Beast of burden.
Wow, that's good.
Don't look the gift horse in the mouth.
Don't put a chip in the gift's horse.
Thanks a lot for the fucking camel, Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun!
Thanks a lot for the fucking camel.
Not worth...
It's also lends its name to a game of sorts. A party
horseshoe.
Game.
Horseshoe!
Parcheese cat.
Which has to do with burdensome gifts that you don't necessarily want.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Something gifts, about
black sheep. White elephant.
You got it. It's right there.
Elephant.
White elephant. White elephant game. You know, that's the game where you give away gifts that you don't want and you trade and try to burden your friends with the shit that you got trying to get rid of. Anyway, it comes from this story of giving away white elephants, which are very burdensome to take care of.
Right.
That's what I've heard.
All right, Sandy, let's do one more.
One more. And it is this. A former prime minister named Robert Cecil was famous for appointing his family members to positions, making their lives much easier. Mm-hmm. And that leads us to the phrase that you probably don't use that much, but I bet you've heard.
Robert rules, because he gave me this awesome job.
Robert rules of order.
Yeah.
It ain't nepotism if it's me. Family. It's a phrase in the family.
Pretty British. It's pretty British. It has to do with his name. His name is Robert. And
Bob's your uncle.
That's it. Bob's your uncle.
So people would be, so somebody would be like, oh, sorry, I need the room. And they're like, Bob's your uncle. Like, we know.
I think it's more like,
you got this job.
Just walk in there and Bob's your uncle. Like, but as I understand it to mean, things are going to be easy there on out.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And Sandy, before we go, could you just say Bob's your uncle in like a fun.
Well, Bob is my kid's uncle. So Bob's the uncle. Is that good enough?
Yeah,
because you have a brother whose name is Bob.
Yeah,
who recently you shared a screenshot that you sent from a text that you're a little celebrity now because they were talking to a person and the person was telling them about this puzzle podcast and they got to drop that you were related to them.
Yeah, my brother's roommate was like, oh, I was listening to this puzzle podcast and I heard this guy on, his name was Sandy, and my brother had to be like, yeah, that's my brother.
He didn't sound proud.
That was my interpretation. He probably was much more generous than I'm giving him credit for.
Also, why would he be proud? That to me is more suspect.
Well, it's time to give the plugs to Lisa. Lisa, do you have anything to plug?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Wow, is that where we get that phrase?
When someone calls you Lisa, you're supposed to respond with, are you talking to me? I don't know if you knew that part. Yeah, so if you want more puzzles in your life, you should go to signals.fun. That's my newsletter and community and patron service. I've got a newsletter that comes out and also a Discord that you can join for a little bit of scratch. I'm also on Instagram doing Prompt Mantos. I'm Mystery League, MYSTERYLEAGUE on Instagram, also on Threads. These portmanteaus are where I put two phrases, make a portmanteau, and move, feed them into Midjourney, which is a AI art generating system. And then I post that picture, and you have to guess what the portmanteau is. So, for example, a recent one that I did was took a picture of Buddy Holly as portrayed by Lisa Frank, which gives you Buddy Holly Lisa Frank. And it was really, really amazing. And you had to guess that was what the answer was. Anyway, and then you guess, and then I make renders out of the guesses. So that's a lot of fun. That's at Mystery League on Instagram.
Hell yeah. Give the Buddy Holly to Lisa. And I got to say, Midjourney, I would have to guess Midjourney would be like, took the midnight train going anywhere.
You think that's the most Midjourney? That's got to be their best song.
Well, just that lyric. Just that lyric.
Oh, that's the lyric.
There's no specific destination. Come on.
And speaking of specific destinations, Sandy, we got a sandbox with your name on it, and we are shoving you back into that.
Get back in there.
Bye.
All right, you animals. You really redeemed yourself in that second half. What do you guys have to plug? We'll start with you. Adel, what do you got to plug?
I want to plug... Listen, there's 10 base numbers. I want to plug one specifically, which is number 9. Now, it's not just German for no.
Everyone had already forgotten about it, Adel. Shit, you brought it back to the front of their brain.
JBC said we redeemed ourselves. I thought that was talking about, it must have been about something else. Don't forget the number 9. It plays a big role the deeper you get into numbers. And pops up quite a bit. Aaron, do
check
you have
out Magic Tavern.
Yeah, check out Magic Tavern. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. Also check out Sitcom D&D, wherever you find podcasts. Lots of good stuff. Lots of fun being had on
Bill
those
Buds
shows. Bill Budd?
With the true co-host with the Mo-host, Johnny O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He got Mo-host too?
Yeah,
wow.
He gets it every time.
Yeah,
every episode.
I'm giving him out like candy.
JPC, could you read a review or plug something or
yeah,
neither?
Absolutely. I do want to give a quick plug to our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We have a lot of great stuff there. We have, I mean, honestly, we've been having some absolutely fantastic stuff. If you like our more like long form improv-y stuff, please check out that Patreon. There's always something that everyone can enjoy. And you can start a 7-day free trial. That's pretty cool. And if you want to get a review featured on the show, you just go leave us a 5-star review someplace. This one's coming from Reasonably Unhappy. The title is My, in parentheses, Should Be Guilty Pleasure. I thoroughly enjoy this podcast, and after a couple of years of listening, I built up enough courage to introduce this show to my brother.
Oh, no.
Big mistake.
Yep.
He not only didn't find it funny, but I'm also 99% sure he thinks I have a mental disorder now. He will probably never look at me the same again. Huge fan. I'd love to sit and solve riddles and test my wit with you guys. Insert Howard Dean scream. I got you covered, Reasonably Unhappy. Yeah, really big mistake. This show is just for you and us. It's our little secret.
Doesn't
please
really
do not tell
exist.
Loved ones about the show.
Yeah, no. Don't do that.
I do, just very quickly, I want to redeem myself. Not for what you think. The two of you, I want to see a quick scene.
Okay.
The two of you are mathletes. You live on an island. You've never not lived on the island. And the two of you, you're on the island.
You think of what I'm thinking?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
That's Jupiter.
What I wanted. Bye forever.
See you later.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus.
Hey there, what is and who are? If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We are playing Jep Riddy with our friend Janet Varney. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.